Welcome to Big Foamy Head. This is the Great Taste of the Midwest show, and just have a few interviews from this event. It was a really nice summer day in August in Madison, Wisconsin, and ran to a couple of podcasting friends. Had Craig Bellinger from Brew Bubba's and Craft Beer Locator, and ran to Groucho from the Beer Report and Bonus Beer Bob. So there's an interview with those guys at the end. We'll start off with an interview with Bee Nectar Meadery, followed by an interview with Eric Coonan from Coonan's in Michigan. And here sampling a homebrew with Dick Pepper.
That's right. It's like, well, that's what it's like. Okay, you've reeled off every single thing you're about to hear. Then you're going to hear it. Then we're going to tell you what you just heard. That's okay. How we work around here, because we don't want there to be any confusion. And that special musical opening was the big long-ass horns that they blow in all over Madison and in Wisconsin, right?
I mean, yeah, like everybody's, and the Swiss Alps. You know.
And the Swiss Alps. So. Wisconsin, Swiss Alps, same thing, right?
Yeah.
More or less.
What you call them, but.
They all carry those giant horns, those Ricola. They're all wearing lederhosen and, in August.
That's
which is
much
probably
what
not
they were
a,
doing.
Not a really good idea because they're hot and woolly and kind of itchy. But there they were, and you were in the thick of it. And you can hear a lot of people just as the interviews go on, the people in the background get louder.
Right, yeah, the volume goes up. But it's a really nice event. It's off the lake. And you have a great view of the Capitol. This year it rained in the morning, so it's a little humid in the afternoon and got a little muddy, but still is beautiful weather, and it's just great fun drinking beer outside and sampling some of the finest things that the Midwest has to offer.
And that's what I mean. When we say the Midwest, because I know you had some people from, it's not just Wisconsin, who else was around there? Michigan,
Minnesota, right. Illinois, Indiana.
And it really is, to me, it's one of those pockets, right?
Missouri.
That you, really, all the way from Missouri. Yeah, mm-hmm. Sorry, well, because technically that's part of the Midwest. We don't consider it that way here, but whatever. So it's one of those pockets, though, where, because everybody knows about the West Coast, all the California styles. On the East Coast, up in Delaware and the Capital District around there, you got a lot of concentrations with Allagash and Dogfish Head. But the Midwest, you just got to kind of know about it. And, you know, you've been from there. You've had this. You've gotten exposed to it. And that's where, really, I got to know the Midwest and all of the offerings there. And so California got a lot of hops. And East Coast, you've got, what, just a diversity of things. But it seems like depth of flavor and creativity really comes out of the Midwest. You got all kinds of crazy beers coming out of there, and just a lot of experiments, a lot of really good product.
Well, yeah, they have a lot of farm industry, so I don't know if the proximity to where they grow the barleys, you know, and brew it helps at all. I doubt it does, but at least psychologically it's there. But Breese Malting is in Chilton, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And a lot of people get their malt extracts from Breese. And
So you've got the fertile ground, the raw materials, and a bunch of farmers wanting to get drunk.
Yeah, so. And anybody who's been to Chicago knows they know how to cook some good food there.
Yeah, so. You got a lot of good food. That's what I'm going to ask. Was there some cheese to go with that beer?
There were. There were about five different food offerings. And the one of the groups I was with the they had a cheese sampling. They were doing a Wisconsin California.
So what do you call it?
Like,
is it a
cheesery? It's from thebeerspot.com.
What do you call people who make cheese or serve cheese? Are they a cheesery? A cheese joint? What do you?
Yeah, I have
is there
no
a name
idea.
For them?
Dairy farmers usually. You know?
Okay, but like you know, meads. They got a meadery. Brewing beer, it's a brewery. Mm-hmm. You're making cheese, is it a cheesery?
It must be.
I don't know.
Let's say it is.
Okay.
Just for the sake of conversation.
It is a cheesery. So the finest cheeseries in Wisconsin were represented there.
Yeah. And it's Madison, so, you know, they're going to have a little bit of the international thing. They had a little bit of falafels and, you know.
Okay, you lost me for a minute. It's like, I don't think international will think Madison. You're talking about from the people who came there and moved there.
Right. Madison is actually, well, they call it the Berkeley of the Midwest. I'll let you draw your own conclusions of what that means. But
would that be the people who live in Madison call it that, or?
It's their
motto as you drive into town. Welcome to Madison, the Berkeley of the Midwest.
Yeah, that's probably not the town motto.
Yeah, and we got cheeseries too. Now I know what you mean. They've got, because you got German influence, Swedish, all kinds,
and the University of Wisconsin Madison.
Yeah,
home of the Badgers and
the Badgers. I am
so it's a big university town. It's the state capital,
And you can get your degree in brewing sciences there. Because I stood on the little doorstep there when I was in the one time I was in Madison, and I had my picture taken there because it was like, I forgot what the name of the hall, the college hall was, but that's where you go.
Oh, okay.
You know, to learn all about, you know, to be a brewer. So speaking of brewing, we're drinking a beer here. And this is a, fittingly, home brewed.
Yeah, it's a Doppelbock that I brewed probably 6 months ago. And I've been waiting for a tap line to open up, so it's actually aged fairly well, I think. What do you think?
I took my first little tiny taste sip, and it was like, wow, this is like dense and rich, and it seems like a high alcohol beer, but it's really, I mean, it's way better than any of the Doppelbocks I've had.
Yeah, so it probably is a little stronger than some of the Doppelbocks you're used to.
But it's smooth. It's, you know, got those nice characters. It's very clean. I'm not saying just a little tiny bit of haze. I don't know if that's from chill or what. Not that I care.
Just the nature of the homebrew, I think.
I'm all for haze.
You know, it's got a little bit of pepper character coming through, and I'm pretty happy with this one.
Yeah, so it's very good. Very
after
nice.
Struggling to get rid of a 5-gallon keg of diacetyl, butterscotch, popcorn-flavored.
Oh, that you were going to drink
smoked beer for 6 months or 8 months, you know.
It tasted like burnt popcorn.
It's nice to get a nice beer on tap.
Yeah. So. Well, why? So you just couldn't bring yourself to toss it? Huh?
No, I couldn't toss it. So I did a lot of cooking with that beer, though. It actually turned out very good.
Did it help, like, bring the smoke flavor to
The smoke to flavor food? Was good, but actually the butter flavor.
Kind of help.
For cooking. Yeah. You boil some brats and
a little popcorn sauce.
There you go.
Pour it on there. Mix it up. All right. Well, why don't we take a listen?
Yeah, let's get some of the audio rolling. This is Bee Nectar Meadery.
So with Brad from Bee Nectar Meadery, where are you guys out of?
Ferndale, Michigan, just outside Detroit.
Ferndale, Michigan. I'm actually on your Facebook. Or I get your Facebook updates, so I guess we're friends or something.
Yeah.
So how's the meat business going?
It's going pretty well, actually. I mean, as far as meat goes, we're slowly growing, but we've pretty much got all of Michigan covered now, and we're looking to expand outside.
Okay.
Outside of Michigan into the Midwest.
So people outside of Michigan, if they want to get your meat, they...
Well, right now, we mail order.
Okay.
So you can order it online. We ship to about 40 different states. You can just go on our website and go to the Where to Buy Online section. If you're in Michigan, you can go to the Where to Buy section.
Okay. What'd you do for National Meat Day?
Well, our National Meat Day was our anniversary. We actually opened a year ago on Meat Day. So we celebrated our one-year anniversary. We did three different mead-making demonstrations. We had a barbecue using barbecue sauces that were inspired by our meads, including a raspberry chipotle, a buckwheat cherry, and a bunch of others. Ken Schramm came out, did a varietal honey tasting there.
I've heard Ken Schramm speak at the... there's a meat thing in Boulder that he was at. It's like the national competition.
Yeah.
There's a homebrew and a commercial.
Yeah.
So
Ken's actually, he lives 15 minutes away from us.
Does
so
he?
We actually have partnered up with Ken, and we're releasing his signature meads under the Bee Nectar label.
That man knows how to make mead, so.
He sure does.
Yeah, I'm sure you're learning from the best, or you're teaching him probably, right?
Oh, no. He's definitely my mentor.
Okay, great. What'd you bring, and what's going fast?
Well, we brought a lot. The traditional meads we brought, the Tupelo and buckwheat, are both unoaked meads. The wildflower and orange blossom meads are both oaked. And then we've got a vanilla cinnamon mead, a wildberry pie mint, which is a Shiraz grape with three different berries and clover honey.
Very nice.
We have an extra special mead that we brought. It's a margarita mead made with dark and light agave nectar, orange blossom honey, fresh lime juice, lime zest, and orange zest.
Is that pouring now?
That's pouring right now. And we also have the blueberry stinger, which is a 7% alcohol blueberry pie mint.
That was very nice. That's the one right here?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. All right. Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So Brad is the bee in bee nectar, right?
Oh, I don't have that detail, but...
Or is it like bee, like honeybee? What do we know?
It's just bee dot nectar.
Or it's just like all this convergence. His name starts with bee. He has bees.
Exactly. You're supposed to ask these questions.
He makes bee liquor.
And ponder this. So.
That's right. It's an existentialist sort of mead thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So at the place that there was a, ratio beer to mead was...
It was almost 98% beer, I'm sure.
Okay. So he was one of the big mead standouts.
Yeah.
Because there's four or five of them, right? But the margarita mead, that sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, it is. Good stuff.
So on to the real deal, and you're off to beer, and you're going to treat us to your interview with Kunin.
Eric Kunin. Eric Kunin is one of the Kunin brothers that's part of the Kunin Brewing Company in Warren, Michigan.
The Kunin dynasty.
Yeah, we did one of their shows.
I know.
If you remember, Craig sent us some beers from there. And
it was fantastic.
Actually, I guess they played the audio at the brewery, and everybody had enjoyed that.
Yeah.
So, he had quite a bit going on because they had a firkin at the Real Ale tent.
Yeah.
And as we discussed during the interview, that went away pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And then they had this little slushy machine that they were trying to freeze beer in. And it was not cooperating.
No, what's the point of that?
I think they were calling it brain freeze or something like
that. Yeah, yeah. So anyway. Apparently everything goes to hell in a handbasket when Eric leaves to go try and find some of his own beer, as you're about to hear.
All right, enjoy.
All right, I'm here with Eric Kunin and Kunin Brewing Company, right? Warren, Michigan. How you doing? How's your fest?
Good, just extremely busy. Just haven't had too much of a break. I took a break for about 15 minutes to go to the Real Ale tent. And he just about crucified me when I came back to my own tent because they said, why did you leave? It's nothing's freezing and it's not the brain freeze isn't working. And they're all upset. I left for 15 minutes. And now I don't have enough help to this year to actually pour everything. I should have gotten some of the volunteers from the guild, but it just didn't have quite enough to help. For the whole
thing. You'll be glad to know that your ale was very popular. As a matter of fact, we didn't get any. At the Real Ale tent.
The cherry. We had that really cool cherry.
Montmorency cherry.
Cherries. It was really good. That's why I snuck over there to get.
Oh, okay.
Because I
get your own.
To get my own beer because it was the only Real Ale cask of it I had. So I was really excited to go and try it. So I said, damn it, I'm not going to go in there and not try my own beer.
Well, did you get it? Was it good?
I went and got it. It was awesome.
Everything
I
you expected
it.
Of it?
Yeah, everything I expected.
Well, tell me about it because I didn't get to try it.
It was a Belgian dark strong. That actually, it was Prometheus. It was a beer that me and the homebrew guy that runs the homebrew shop, Skip, across from our parking lot, we put together a big batch of something that was kind of like a Chimay Grand Reserve. But then what we did was we dried it up with some, it had some Brett character that ended up forming on it from aging it for a few years. So what we ended up doing with it is letting it sit. And we said, this would be awesome as a cherry beer. So what I do is I took the Mount Morrissey, I got some really good Mount Morrissey cherries, aged it on there, pulverized them, put it on there, and then put it in the firkin. So,
did you do anything to kind of clean them up, like sterilize them, sanitize them, or did you just kind of throw it in and
just threw it in,
let the alcohol do it?
What's nice about it is it gives it complexity, but it's so unstable. I mean, talk to Ron Jeffries about that any day. I mean, he's got some incredible complex flavors coming off. All the stuff from all the wild yeast and the bacteria, microflora that he has. But as far as keeping it so it's stable, it's really tough. But
Ron Jeffries, Jolly Pumpkin, right?
Yeah, from Jolly Pumpkin, excuse me. Yeah.
The reason we stepped over to the porta potties here is you got a little generator running. What's going on with that?
That's the brain freeze. Every year I do a different different theme. Last year I did Kunin the Barbarian. I did old ancient beers like Sati, Gruet, and I had Froic. I had a bunch of different ones, and most of them were unhopped beers, of course. So they didn't use them back then. This year what is Brain Freeze, Kunin Brain Freeze. So basically what I did was I actually took and I've got it in a margarita slash slushy machine. Only thing is it's so hot today that it's amplified the time it takes to actually freeze it, and it's not actually getting as cold as I want. It's nice when you get that slushy effect, and it's just not getting there. I can't keep up with it. So
it's not quite the same as being in the bar in Michigan, right?
It isn't quite the same, no.
Yeah.
Not at all.
What's going fast for you guys? I heard you guys brought a creme brulee again.
Brought creme brulee. That's actually what's in the brain freeze thing.
Oh, okay.
What we did is at our Michigan Summer Beer Festival, we did three different ones, but the machine was too small to keep up with all three of them. Although it was freezing better than it is now, it had a hard time keeping up with all three of them, so we decided doing one flavor and doing that as the creme brulee Java Stout. And we have it on regular form, and we also brought along some other specials. We love, this festival's a real fun one. We like bringing out a lot of crazy different stuff for them. So that's why we brought the cherry, Ferg, and you know, you don't see
yeah.
that. It's nice that they're doing a really old tent for the last few years. It's been pretty awesome, too, as well.
Every time I talk to Craig and he's describing what's on your tap list, it's like you guys have 10 or 15 beers on tap. It's crazy, actually, for a small brewery to try and maintain that many different types of beers.
It is.
I guess you don't have to keep too many standards on rotation, or do you?
You know, we've evolved as a pub atmosphere where a lot of people come into our place, and it's where we make our money, that basically those tap sales, it's pretty important that we found consistency with about a half a dozen beers, anything from our pale ale, our IPA, our light beer, our classic American that we have, those three beers, and then getting into some of the other, like the creme brulee. There's about six beers that really make a difference for us that we have to keep on all the time, and we're a slave all of a sudden to it. And we're not doing as many crazy big beers that we used to love doing because we're in a repetition of making those beers. It's kind of weird. But we finally got enough fermenters going on just in the last few months that we can actually kick out some larger volume of the beers. Even like...
Okay, what size are you going now?
Well, we got double-sized fermenters, so instead of doing 10 hectoliter at a time, we're doing 20 hecto. So roughly 17-barrel batches.
Oh, you had to go metric on me. It's like, what?
Yeah.
I've heard
so
of those hectoliter
things. So 17, 8.5-barrel is what our normal batch size is.
Yeah,
we can
okay.
ferment. But we actually do it at a time, but we have double-sized fermenters, so we're doing about 17 barrels now at a time.
Okay, cool. Well, I don't want to take up too much time. I appreciate the beers and the conversation. Thanks.
Anytime.
Just waiting on the red light.
So we're trying out new equipment here, so just trying to perfect the art of podcasting.
Yeah, so if it comes out like all whiny with chicken noises in the background, yeah, that's the new equipment.
Yeah, or intentional. It's always fun to do that.
Because when you're a professional podcaster, you got to reach new boundaries as your budget allows. And some of the podcasters are not so free with a dollar. They're pretty damn cheap when you get right down to it. Rick ran into a couple of them.
Yeah, I guess that's one way to put it. Ran into Groucho from the Beer Report. And
That was who I was thinking of when I said cheap.
Bonus Beer Bob from the Good Beer Show. And it was just a heck of a lot of fun. They were very geared up from their afternoon of sampling. So I don't think any further introduction is required, actually.
No, they'll take care of the rest of it.
All right, here they come.
All right, I'm here with the beer celebrity. Nah,
beer celebrity.
Groucho, how you doing, man? I've been looking for you all day.
I feel so terrible.
I see these urgent messages on the Beer Report
forum. The confrontation board, yeah.
The confrontation board. Dude, saying, hey, who's going? Like, I am Groucho,
it's like
I'm there.
It's the first time ever I've gone to a fest that you were going to, and I can't believe we almost missed
each
other.
No, we were at the tent. We were Stone's 10th
anniversary. Well, we were Stone, but I'm saying after that, you've always said, oh, I'm going this, going that, and I'm like, I always miss out on those. And this
yeah,
be
I'm
the
just
one
doing
time.
The small ones, like the Great American Beer Festival
the
Great Taste of the Midwest, the small ones.
Well, it's good that you try and keep yourself down to just a few small events.
I'm sorry I haven't done the Pekin Overnighter Express.
The Peoria Brew Fest, bastard.
I tried to hit it.
Did you?
It sounds like a blast. It's since I have a gymnasium, right?
Yeah. Thanks.
Right. Hey, tell me about your trip. What about the beer? How'd you get your tickets, all that? Well, we're here with...
Here's the real celebrity.
All right. Who we got? Beer Show Bob, right? No. I don't know
Man,
your
the
handle,
first
man.
Guy I didn't say your name right today.
Yeah.
He's had like hundreds of people dripping off him all day today.
Okay. I've signed, I've actually autographed three tits. One guy had, one lady had me autograph her baby's, she had a baby bump, and she had me autograph her baby, her little baby bump going on there. And, you know,
yeah,
so I give
I'll
her a big,
be impressed when he gets the baby.
I give her the big bonus beer bob. When they invite me into the actual birthing room, and I can cut the umbilical cord. Dude, I want to make a beer out of embryonic cells.
We got bonus beer bob.
I got to make a beer, an embryonic beer.
So we know you from the Good Beer Show.
You Tom Cruise?
How do you have a fan base? I don't get that.
Hey, everybody knows.
Jeff Pertee? Does that make you famous?
No, everybody knows Bonus Beer Bob.
Dude, Bonus Beer Bob's the star.
I'll have you sign my belly
So anyway, let's go back to how I got here. How I got here was because of Bonus Beer Bob. He called me up and said, hey, I got an extra ticket. I am ditching my girlfriend who's too clingy. And I said, I will not be too clingy. I will show up. So I've not clinged on him once today, and I think it's all paid off in the long run.
Being overly needy is part of the problem, too, though.
Yeah, I try not to be needy. I it's really been hard for me today because Bob has been my coach in all the beers. He knows everything. There's all the people. You know, he went up to Sam Calione, and Sam's like, oh, yeah, bonus beer, Bob. I'm like, Jesus
and that's
Christ.
It surprised me. I turned around, Sam's like,
so
bonus
Sam Calione screwed it up less than I did?
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed.
I mean, he actually turned around and said, bonus beer, Bob? And I was like, wow, yeah. Sam Collegio.
Of course, then he said he remembered Bob from somewhere, and Bob said, I've never met you
before. I've not met him. And actually, he seen a picture of me and Dan Shelton on a webpage, and he recognized my face.
I'm wearing the hat, man. I've got the...
There you go. Off-centered ales for off-centered people.
Off-centered ales for off-centered people. And apparently, I've just been missing him because every booth I go to, they say, "Hey, Sam was just here."
Yeah, yeah.
Like, okay.
He's actually milling around. It's hard to track down.
Can I bother you by chance to take a picture?
I'll do it for you.
You sure?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Get a microphone.
That's cool.
We have been live
podcasting
again.
Is best,
we have been
man.
Recognized all right. again.
All right, guys. Oh,
yeah. We have a fan.
Oh,
we have a fan wanting picture with the Beer Safari
Cheers.
Guys. So.
Oh wait.
That way you know it's real. It's not staged.
That's right.
This is not recorded in a live studio.
Yeah, we actually had some fans podcast, wanting to come up and take their podcast. Pictures with us.
Hey, listen to us. BigFoamyHead.com.
Big Foamy Head, Good Beer
Show.
Got a
car? I do.
He does. He
phenomenal.
Beer Report.
Beer Report.
I got a buddy that does a beer blog.
What's his name?
His name is Contagion. He does Miasmatic Review.
Miasmatic Review. That's
Miasmatic
a beer blog?
Review. That is a beer blog. Every Wednesday he does a review.
Sounds like a medical condition, man.
It does. And again, his name is Contagion. So again, the two. Not as severe as a swine flu.
Right
but
now, what are you drinking? Is that the Vanilla Bean Dark
this
Lord?
This is the Vanilla Bean.
We are all four of us
cheers.
Have the Vanilla Bean Dark Lord. We're
cheers. What do you think? Let's have a mini review
mini
here.
Right here.
Oh, sure.
So
thanks.
This is Vanilla. Thanks for the pour, buddy.
Damn, generosity.
Yeah,
this is phenomenal. Hey, much love.
So,
much love.
Cheers. Vanilla Bean
Enjoying
Dark Lord.
The,
let's clink and drink this stuff.
Drink a drink. Hey, we can't use that term.
We can.
Edit. Boop. Rewind.
We are drinking the Vanilla Bean Dark Lord. It was just released at 5 o'clock.
Don't say clink. And drink. Copyrighted.
Gentlemen.
Well, we'll just prost this.
I will
stuff
catch your podcast.
Hope that picture he made came out.
I hope so, definitely.
It will.
And I will check it out. I will send you guys a link to Miasmatic Review.
Please do.
Seriously.
So Vanilla Bean
does a phenomenal beer review. You do 12 beers, you become an enabler. You get a Miasmatic Review enabler glass. Life is good. So give a prop out to Miasmatic Review.
I love that internet.
The lappity tappity thing.
Yeah. Internet, yeah.
The internet. The kids are
wonderful
these days.
Well, catch us on Facebook, man. We're on there.
They on porn, man.
Pictures just pop right up.
They on porn, man.
So we hit that click, 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 and there they are.
Gentlemen.
Cheers, man.
Cheers.
Cheers. So what do you guys think of the Vanilla Bean Dark Lord?
I think the Vanilla Beans is good. It actually might be better than I remember it at Dark Lord Day.
It's better when you don't have to stand in line.
Well, it's had a little bit of time to lay down and age a little bit longer. So there's something to be said for it to be, 4 months down the road from Dark Lord Day? 3 months down to the road?
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that.
It's only been 2 months, maybe. I don't know.
It was, end of April, May, when it was released, Dark Lord.
So you guys have been putting out shows.
Yeah.
You got one out now.
Yeah, just put one out.
Yeah.
You know, we're subversive.
Tackling the big issues of the day, healthcare reform,
did you
and all that good
you
stuff. Not yet.
Okay,
I read the write-up.
Did you listen to Rick Dowlin?
I did.
It's amazing what XXX has come out with recently.
And the nipples.
Yeah, the nipple beer.
That really helps your beer drinking. So, anyway, been an exciting day here at the Great Taste in the Midwest. And Yeah, we should wrap it up, right?
I don't know. We could go all night.
We could. We could. We should.
Wrap it up.
We're just getting started.
Yeah. We'll wrap it up.
All right. But, well,
this is just an audio extra for me.
Cheers.
Is
it?
Yeah.
It's like live. This is like Rick.
This
Rick's
is like Rick throws a
show.
Few pieces of music in between recordings. And
you guys had a couple shows out. You had the Coco Taylor thing and a couple shows after that.
We have. Not much. Our producer's actually falling down on the job.
Have we done any video?
We've done a lot. Well, we did the video just now.
I did the video.
And that guy
We need to get someone to take our picture.
All right. We're getting a little bitchy here, so I got to go ahead and sign out. Good times, man. Hopefully with Bonus Beer Bob's all that famous stuff.
Dude, it's been hilarious.
So you heard the background noise, right, during this, the talking with the podcasters. As the fan base swells, the alcohol flows, and the Midwestern accents start getting a little bit thicker. Once you apparently you pour beer down a couple of females, and they just start getting their Midwest on.
This was on the bus ride back, and a couple of people that are near and dear to my heart, so...
What? This is Big Foamy Head. Hey, Mary Ellen, you're my hostess with the mostest for the Great Taste of the Midwest weekend. And tell me, what did you think of the fest this year?
Oh, it was totally rad. Is rad the right word? Oh,
no, that's not
Brad.
Cool,
it reminds me of Brad, which reminds me of
sick.
Brett. Brett was like
the
highlight.
Sick. Did you get some Brett? That was the sour beer called Brett.
Oh, you know, I did all fruits this year.
Fruits? What'd you get?
I did a lot of raspberry, a lot of strawberry, a lot of berry, a lot of hair.
In beers?
In beers, totally.
Oh, okay. And you had some mead, right?
Yeah, and my sister did, too. She's kind of a berry head.
Who's your sister?
This is my sister, Gwendolyn.
Hi.
Hey. Hi, Gwendolyn. Hey. Gwendolyn is a little bit inebriated right now, so don't take anything she says seriously.
Gwendolyn smells like beer. It's like she had beer poured on her.
I think I tried one of everyone.
What'd you do?
I tried one of everything.
How'd that work out for you?
It was really good.
It was like 500 beers, so that's like... 4 times 500 ounces.
Yeah.
It's 5 ounces of beer.
Yeah, we like really believe that less is more, so we had little and a lot of it.
And we would share beers, too.
Oh, okay. Well, that seems like a good idea.
That's all we share, though.
Did you stay in line for any special tappings? Did you hear of any special beers that they were releasing?
Yeah, all of them.
We share our beers like we share our men.
And then we want to say hi to the guys from Iowa.
Do you know their names?
Who thought we were cougars. No, but I'm really hoping that losing streak of mine ends real soon, dude.
Did they get your number?
Oh, they got my number.
They got your digits, man?
Beep, beep, beep.
All right, so it's a successful Great Taste of the Midwest for you guys, right?
Oh, totally, totally. This is like my 85th Taste of the Midwest, and it was the best.
It's awesome. It's only been going on 24 years, and you've been here 85.
Oh, I've been getting ready for it.
It was my first, maybe my last. I'm not sure.
Not your last. Definitely not your last. All right, well, it's good talking to you guys.
So that's it for the interviews. Short, sweet, to the point. Bunch of drunks in the Midwest. Sweet.
Yeah, I had lost another interview with one of the food guys. He was doing a presentation. I believe his name was Rick Martin, doing a presentation with Lucy Saunders.
She of the cooking with beer.
Cooking with
and
beer.
And grilling with beer.
Right.
And probably sautéing and poaching with beer or anything else you can do with beer.
They had done a presentation, and it was an excellent interview, and I lost it. So that's why I have new podcasting equipment.
The dangers of podcasting.
Yeah, I will never use that little dinky thing I was using in the past. But I apologize for losing that interview.
Yeah, and, well, it's coming out of your check. There's no excuse for that. So it was a great time.
It was.
A lot of good beer. A lot of good beer, and this is, by the way, countdown to GABF.
It is. Right? We're doing the Denver's extended it to a beer week, or they added beer week to GABF, so there's actually a 10-day period where the city of Denver is celebrating beer.
That's pretty cool.
That's too much for me.
It's 10 days more than most places.
You got to pick and choose and grab the low-lying fruit. So.
This is where the cream of the drinking crop rises to the top.
Tickets sold out again pretty early this time. And there's 480-some-odd breweries, I think. And
well, scale
countless
wise,
thousands of beers.
How many were set Great Taste of the Midwest? Would you guess?
About 100.
About 100, okay. So
yeah,
it's substantially larger. It is the Great American Beer Fest coming up. And Rick will be there with his new equipment, getting all kinds of interviews. I'm not going to be joining it. I'll be with him in spirit. And we'll just have more stuff coming your way.
He'll be on the other end when I do drunk dialing at the end of the evening.
There you go.
So, all right. Thanks a lot for listening, and we'll try and get back to you quickly.
See you next time.
Drive safe.
Told me goodbye. So don't think about it. You can go crazy. Anything can happen. Anything can happen. Don't try to fight it. Don't try to save me. She's a woman in love. Try to talk, don't say nothing. She used to be the kind of woman you had in your home. She could understand a problem. She let the little things go. She's a woman in love. She was lonely.